Rabotai, today's daf brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Ayin Beit, and it's a rather av daf, and it's going to require some serious concentration because it's not at all pashut. We're holding on Ayin Aleph on the base at the bottom line. However, speaking of bottom lines, let's do a quick review of the bottom line of yesterday so that we can see how it applies to today. Now, the Gemara is going to do an absolutely brilliant parsing of yesterday's sugya without our even being aware of what's happening. Really brilliant. I mean, the level of sophistication is just boom. All right, so yesterday, what did we have? We ended up with a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And we weren't quite sure how much this machlokas was supposed to incorporate. But let us remember what we were discussing. What happened was, although we know that there's such a thing as the idea between actions, the person has the idea that he ate, let's say, kezayit of chalev. He then forgets chalev again, or forgets the issue chalev again, eats, he's going to be chayav a separate carbon, because the idiot and the chalkot between the acts. Now, we had a machloket, what about idiot after the acts? That was the question yesterday. So it says, hoda alav chatato, or, so then the al chatato, which Rabbi Yochanan was medayeh, is actually what we look at, is al chatato vehevi, and the other pasuk was, me chatato venislachlo. Now that was a question that we had about whether you would be mitchaper even if you found out in stages. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you found out in stages, each finding out is a separate yedias v'chayv you, a separate karma. According to Reish Lakish, no. What's the difference if you found out? It says mechatatov v'nislach. Well, now, we said yesterday that according to Reish Lakish, definitely if you had already brought the karma, you can't now say on something that you didn't even know about that the carbon would be mitchaper. So there, you're right, I agree with you. You ate, let's say, a month ago, you ate behel and achat, the two separate achilas, but you only found out about one of them a month later. You brought the carbon, now you found out the second one. Well, there I agree, of course, if you already brought the carbon is not going to be mechaper without a yediyah, and therefore you'll have to bring another carbon on the next one. That's for sure, I agree with you.
Even though it was all
in terms of the act, but the carbon was not brought on both of those acts, because they only knew about one of them. Now, the question that we had was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if I just found out, forget about bringing the carbon. Now, we had a question whether, when you say, found out, are we talking about hafrasha? In other words, I found out and I set aside the carbon, didn't bring it yet. Or are we talking about found out mamash? But by hafrasha, maybe even Reish Lakish would be made that. And you don't need the kapara. That wasn't quite clear yesterday. But what we took for granted yesterday is that there is an equivalence, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between the yediyah that takes place ex post facto, when a month later you find out about it. That idea, if you hold the idea, however you define the idea alone, the idea plus afrasha, but that's not very relevant. But however you define that idea, the ex post facto idea seems to work in the same way that the idea between the acts work. In reality, when you think about that, it isn't true in the least. Because there's two separate issues that you're talking about. A idea between the acts is creating a separate hate. So I found out about it, so why'd you forget again, you idiot? So now you're chayim on another shofet. But a yediyah ex post facto can't change the chait that you did. The yediyah ex post facto changes the chatat, not the chait. So when you find out, okay, now I'm a chayim a chatas. You find out about the next one, oh, now I'm a chayim another chatas. If you hold the chayim a separate chatat. Not because the chaits were different, but because the chatat is being defined differently. Now, we were very sort of careless about that distinction. Today, the Gemara is going to do an absolutely astonishing trick that's going to show us how to focus on the difference. And there's one way which we can use to focus on the difference. How about if the Gemara brings us a case where it doesn't matter if the Chataim are separate? There's only one case in the Torah where the Torah specifically says in a pasuk, I don't care how many different Chataim there are. You could be mechaper with the chatayim, all with the same chatas. Wow, sounds like fun. So sure enough, you have this beautiful shivcha charufa you want to sleep with. Just go sleep with her 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, same chatas, no problem, one chatas. And by the way, that's true, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezi. Okay. So therefore, here we have a case where the chatas is irrelevant. Now, how about b'shogeg? where the chait is relevant. How about b'shogeg, where you find out, but then you're not, that's not with the chait, that's with the chattas. So there could you be b'chayiv a separate chattas, even though it's the same chattas that is coming for all of the chattoyim. Is that beautiful? It's absolutely stunning.
What triggers this ashram by the mason?
That's the punishment.
No, but when is the trigger? Maybe 100 times, maybe 200 times. What's to trigger it? What's to trigger it? Name the Darsif? When she dies? I mean, unless
you mean when? No, when you put it off till.
When you put it off till, you decide.
Yeah, exactly.
Honor system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we'll see that. That's very important in the Sugya, yeah? All right, so now Ula makes the following brilliant observation. We've been saying there's an equivalence between Yediyah, between the Maisim, Yediyah Le'achar HaMaisim. So what we need to do now is, first of all, to distinguish the value of Yediyah. Yediyah between the Maisim, that serves to distinguish one chait from the next, one shagaga from the next. Obviously that's not important when it comes to Shifcha Charufa, because even if you purposefully did the chait, it doesn't matter how many times you did it, kol shekein b'shogeg. You do it to shogeg, all behelam achat, you never realize she was a shifcha charufa, so obviously it's going to be worse than mason. Now the question is, okay, but how about when you find out in stages? Oh my God, she was a shifcha, oh, she was also a shifcha, oh boy, I must have something for shifcha and a rufus. You can bring them separate. But that would only be if there's value to the idea in being mechayev the carbon. Is there value? That's a separate issue. Is there value to finding out at all? Forget about between, after. That's irrelevant. Does Yediyah have any meaning? The first thing we have to determine is whether Yediyah has meaning. Now, this is a completely separate issue than the issue we just discussed a moment ago. Why would Yediyah not have meaning? I'll tell you why. When it comes to a chatat, if there's no Yediyah, the chiyav chatat is not even workable. Let's say a guy says, gee, you know what, I might have been Bechal Shabbos. So why should I bring an Ashram Tolui, and then if I find out, I'll bring a Chatos? Let me bring a Chatos just in case. And that way, if I did it, so I'm already Mechaper. If I didn't do it, so, no, a little bit of Chulun HaZorah, but you know, but at least not Kedol Shabbos. But I don't want to spend double the money. And he goes ahead and he brings the Chatos, pretty guy Shabbos. He goes ahead and brings his Chatos. The next day, or 5 minutes later, he finds out, sure enough, somebody comes running in, and says, that was indeed Chil Shabbos. That was indeed a piece of Chalev, not a piece of Shulman, like you thought. He's not Yotzei. Because it says, Hodai, Lav Chatat, you have to first know. How about by an Osham? You will recall that we had a brilliant Baklokas between Rav Yekiv and Rabbi Tarfon. Assuming that there's such a thing as an Osham Tolui, that you bring when you're not sure whether you're Chayev an Osham Me'ilais. The case was you had money of Hegdesh, money of Chulin. You don't remember which one it was that you used. They got mixed up. Did you use the money of Hegdesh to buy in the Makolet, and therefore you were Chayev because of Me'ila, or did you not? There wasn't the money of Chulin. So let us say, and both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon agree, that you can bring an Ashram Tolui. Okay, so you bring your Ashram Tolui. 5 minutes later, a year later, you find out somebody comes in and says, oh, it was the money in the green wallet, that was Hegdesh. So now you know. Okay. Says Rabbi Akiva, okay, so now it's like a chatas. You go ahead and you bring your Asham Me'ilais because you know it. Before you brought an Asham Tolui, now you bring an Asham Me'ilais. Says Rabbi Tarfon, I understand. An Asham Tolui and an Asham Me'ilais are indistinguishable one from the other. They're both an aisle, they're both the same value, they're both the same age. What in the world is the point of bringing two things for the same thing? Says Rabbi Akiva, what is that supposed to mean? You can't bring a korban unless you know you were chotei. Says Rabbi Tarfon, but that's not true by an Asham. Where does it ever say anything about knowing by an Asham? So the Asham, essentially, when you bring an Asham Tola, you're bringing the Asham Vada in advance, and when you find out, you re-outset. Now, what that would mean is that Alida Rabbi Tarfon, Yediyah is meaningless when it comes to an Asham, because it's not the Yediyah that's Machayev you. If it's not the Yediyah that's Machayev you, then we have nothing to talk about, because then obviously a Yediyah is not going to be effective to be Machayev. This is Ula's point. Okay. Now the opposite. If Yediyah is effective, then we have to see how the Yediyah afterwards separated out from the issue of the chait, whether it would be mechayev you in terms of the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we'll get to. But what we've done is effectively, gentlemen, we have very carefully dissected the issue, because a Yediyah between and a Yediyah after work in two completely different ways. and the functionality of the idea to be machayev is something that is not necessarily to be taken for granted, because it may be true of a chatas, it might be true of an ashram. So now you suddenly feel that your field of understanding of this whole sugya is expanding tremendously, because there's much more discrimination in the terms that we're using. We now know that yediyah can mean a lot of different levels, whether it's talking about in terms of not being halim, akos, whether it's talking about in terms of actual being mechayim. Would it be the same as afrasha afterwards, as actual kapora afterwards? Let us see. Says Ula today, Omar Ula, if you hold, according to the Mandi Omar, that an Osham Vadai does not require a Yediya B'tchila, because the moment you, this is Rabbi Tarfa, the moment you bring your Osham Toloi for the Me'ilas, you're already out to your Osham Vadai when you find out you were Moyo. Which means that the Yediya is meaningless.
The Osham is generic?
Yes. That's what he's, no, it's not that it's generic. The type of animal is generic for all Oshamot. Osham Toloi, Osham Me'ilas, Osham Shivcha Charufa, and Osham Gezela. It's all the same thing. Doesn't mean that the Chet is generic, obviously.
Switch from Asham Tolui to
Not switch! I'm bringing the Asham Tolui because maybe I did Be'ilah. Says Rabbi Tarfat, it's the same carbon for Vadai doing Be'ilah, so why not Be'yotze? Which means that there's no Yediyah necessary to bring an Asham Me'ilah, because the Asham Tolui is your Asham Me'ilah. Okay? Now that doesn't mean you can bring an Asham Tolui for Gezeles as the Asham for Me'ilah. That's something else. That's what generic would mean. That we're not saying. Okay, getting back to the point. Don't complicate matters more than they are already. So now, the idea is like this. If that is true, when it comes to the Shivcha Charufa, a guy sleeps with this Shivcha Charufa 5 times, okay? Bo chamesh bilot b'shivcha charufa. Then, even if he finds out between each time, why do I say between each time? Here we're doing what we did before in the inverse. You see how brilliant that is? Before we said, if Yediyah serves in between the act, according to everybody, when it comes to Chatas, you found out you ate Caleb, now you eat again. Rava, you're Chayav. But that's not true by Shivcha Charufa, because even if you intended to be by all the Shivcha Charufa 5 times, it wouldn't matter. You'd still only bring one. Okay? But, just like we did by Achatas, where we took Yediyah between the acts, and we pretended that, well, if that's the case, it could also serve as the Yediyah ex post facto, which was a fiction. It wasn't that it was really working in the same way, it's that Yediyah between the acts created separate Chataim, and Yediyahs after the acts say, created separate Chataot for those Chataim. Now let's do it in the inverse, okay? In the case of the Shivcha Charufa, finding out in between is irrelevant. But, as Reuven just asked, but what would trigger the chiyuv? Perhaps finding out in between the acts, maybe that would be machayev you for a separate katas. Not because of the separate chait. I agree with you 100%. Doesn't matter how many times you did the chait. But when you find out that's b'shoge, then you're chayev, you're osham b'shoge for the chait. In which case, in between, if you find out, it should be enough to be machayev you separate ashamot. The problem is, you first have to decide whether Yediyah is important afterwards. If you hold like Rabbi Tarfon, you don't need a Yediyah to be Chayev. You can bring the carbon, and even without knowing about it, you'd still be Mitkaper. Therefore, Taina Skula, the inverse case, which is a pretty neat trick, huh, wouldn't you say, guys? Which was a pretty neat trick on its own, but look how complicated I got it. Because you first have to decide whether Yediyah is even necessary to be Mechayev the carbon. If you hold like Rabbi Tarfon that the Yediyah isn't even needed to be Mechayev the carbon, so then how can you use the proof from Yediyah ex post facto, which doesn't exist, to the Yediyah in between the actions? It shouldn't even matter. Okay? Brilliant! Now, even if you found out, therefore, in between each act, you'd only be chayav once, which is amazing. It's the exact opposite of everything that we've ever thought. Where you deal between the separate kizetim is not called be'alav achas. For sure it's separate aveirot, but over your separate aveirot are irrelevant. You just wanted to insert the question of whether, even if it's not separate aveirot, maybe we go b'chayav is separate ashamot. Ah, but yediyah is not important for an asham. Ah, so no matter how you look at it, it's not a separate chayt, it's not a separate asham, and this would be the absolute polar opposite than everything we've been discussing until now. Yes, according to Rabbi Tarfon only. But kiflav Rabbi Menuna, this is ridiculous. So the guy sleeps with a Shivcha Charufa, okay? Now he brings the carbon, goes over the Kohen, and says, wait, but don't bring that. I got another few times ahead of me. Can we wait a couple of nights? You know? Because after all, I mean, I might as well use the same carbon, have the same fun, and pray for the same price. My God. Would you say that that's okay too? Since anyway, even b'mezid, you would only be metraper with one, and you're saying that yedia is unimportant. So I assume that afrosha is not important. Now, this seems a little bit funny. Okay, as Tosis points out, I understand. I mean, what is the, what is his point? Is his point he doesn't like the morality of this? I mean, since when is the Torah interested in morality? There's either a chiyuv of carbon or there isn't a chiyuv of carbon. What is it like? What is he shouting about? Mamashach, what does he hold? If he holds hafrasha is enough to be makalik between each act, and this is hafrasha, then it's a ridiculous question, right? If there hafrasha won't be makalik, then it would be the same thing. If he holds that the hafrasha is not enough, in other words, we do not compare hafrasha to yedia, so he would hold that if you did it bebezit, hafrasha and yedia is the same thing. What's the difference if I'm mafrish? The same way I know I did it bemezit, and the tenth time I do it, I know I did it bemezit, so what? I can bring one carbon. How about if I set aside the carbon? Bemezit. Forget about whether it's metallic, the hate. If he holds that hafrasha wouldn't matter, so then hafrasha won't matter b'shogeg either. What is his issue? He doesn't seem to be asking anything intelligent. Either it is or it isn't. I don't know. What are you screaming about? If the Kohen's willing to go along with him, fine, let him wait to bring the carbon and I'll have fun for the next 5 nights. I don't say what bothers you. Right? Therefore, Tosis explains, no, this is a very profound point. The Rav Amnon is a brilliant point the Rav Amnon is making. He's turning around to Hula and he's saying, look, you are saying that a yediyah between the acts is the full equivalent, in this case, it's the inverse case of the Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, is the full equivalent of after the act. Okay? If, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that yediyah is unimportant after the act, so then yediyah is unimportant before the act. That's what you're saying. If, in fact, yesterday, we weren't sure whether yediyah was, hafrasha is the equivalent of yediyah, or actual bringing is only the thing, that's the equivalent of, we weren't sure. But whatever the case is, if you hold that they are equivalents, so then that would mean, according to the Tzad, that they're arguing evenly after hafrasha, that you would be willing to say that a hafrasha between the acts, since a hafrasha after the acts would not be machalic, according to Reish Lakish, so you're willing to say that a hafrasha between the acts won't be machalic. I don't think that that's reasonable. That doesn't necessarily add up that what may not be enough to be machalic, you separate kataot afterwards, is not going to be something that is impossible in between, because if I already set aside my carbon, how can I now say, whoops, wait a minute, I want to add some more to the same price? I mean, isn't that obviously involve a different issue? That's his point. And so he's attacking the underlying assumption that you can do this back and forth between to be the equivalent of after, or the after to be the equivalent of between, which we were saying now, and then we can just bandy this about as if it's the most obvious thing in the world. It's not the least bit obvious. To which Ula replies, Omar Lay, look, I never suggested everything is the same. I suggested Yediyah is the same. You're talking about a mice that takes place after you were already mafrish the carbon? I never said that that's the same. Why does it have to be all or nothing? It's not all or nothing. It's a question of whether Svara is reasonable. If the whole point of the idea is that it's a mental phenomenon, I understand that Afrasha, if I already set it aside, it was set aside for a particular purpose. So you're talking about a Maisel Akra Afrasha Kanda. Maisel Akra Afrasha Lokamina. I never suggested that a Maisel, after you already mafresh your carbon, can now be ex post facto included in a prior carbon. I'm sorry, I wouldn't go that far. But you cannot be upset with my assumption when it comes to Yediyah. The two don't necessarily follow. Okay, now that was Ula's side of the story. Rav Dini, why don't you just take out the folding chair and sit right down in your place. Rav Dini, the other Rav Dini, he said the same thing basically, and Rashi learns he's not being chaylik it anyway on what Ula said. He's just saying the same thing in the inverse. So Rav Dini, he said, in the other approach, according to the Maamar Asham, Vadai does require Yediyah B'Tfila, which is Rabbi Akiva's approach, and an Asham Toloi for the Me'ila will not pother the Asham Vadai of Me'ila, because I have to have the Yediyah before I can bring the carbon Asham, the same way that I need a Yediyah before I can bring a carbon Katas. So then I want you to know that the opposite is true. If you were Baal Chamesh B'ilot B'Shivcha Harufa, then you would be Chayev on each one of them. Now what we thought, what Rav Dimi was saying, that is that when it says in the Mishnah, that if you're Baal Chamesh B'ilot B'Shivcha Harufa, he's lost in the Mishnah, Eno Chayev Ela Akas, That's only b'mezid or b'shogeg be'alam echad. But if it was no dalo b'natayim, then the idea b'natayim would definitely be machalik, even alibet reish lakish, because if you hear it's between, Rishon was talking about after. But a yediyah in between, if the yediyah is important, should be the same thing as a yediyah in between legabe the chalef. Why not? Oh my God, I said, what you're talking about? A chatas requires the yediyah betchila. Everybody's made that a chatas requires the yediyah betchila, right? So, exactly, that's a pasuk. Nobody holds. If it's, oh, hodai lav chatato behevi. If it's not hodai lav chatato, then it's not behevi. Now, is there or is there not a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish? He holds that yediyot, according to Reish Lakish, yediyot are not mechalkot. So if you ate two zesim, the ex post facto yediyah is not going to be mechalik. Isn't that true? So over here, when it comes to Shivcha Harufa, you say, yeah, but what does that have to do with it? We're talking about, there's no difference, because when it comes to Shivcha Harufa, the knowledge in between the acts, turning it into separate acts, is irrelevant. If you did it b'mezid 10 times, and you know exactly what you're doing, you still only bring one carbon at the end. So who the heck cares if it's separate acts? That's not the point. What you're trying to do is the same thing that we did in the inverse. You're trying to say, well, but still, if yediyas are chashuv enough to be mechalek each different chait, then there's another element to them that they're chashuv enough to be mechalek the separate chataot. So you're saying in the inverse, if yediyot are mechalek, then they should be mechalek in between also, the same way at least to be defining the asham that you're bringing. But that is certainly not true, because if everybody agrees, when it comes to a chatas, or a chatas, we're be'in on yediyah betchila, there's nobody who says you don't need to be a yediyah betchila. Nonetheless, pliga Rabbi Yochanan of Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, just because yediyahs work to define separate chataim, it doesn't mean that they work to define separate chataot. So over here too. Just because you're saying, okay, maybe the idea is unimportant to define a separate chait, because by Shivcha Harufa we don't care about the separate chait, it should certainly be enough to define separate chiyuv of hashamot. That's not true. It didn't work that way when it came to a carbon chatas. It didn't work to define separate chiyuv of carbon chatas ex post facto. We're over there, obviously, we can only discuss ex post facto, because we run into the other issue if you find out in between, which is you're creating a new chait of Shigaga, which does not apply to the case of Shivcha Harufa. So, I mean, what you're saying just doesn't follow. Ishtik. Ooh, Rav Dimi, oh God, what was I thinking? I know I was thinking something. So, so Bai said to him, I know what you were thinking. On my leg. You were thinking about not Yediyah, you were thinking about Hafrasha. And what you were pointing out was exactly what Rav Amnuna just pointed out. That's what you were doing. You were saying that clearly, whatever you hold about Hafrasha, ex post facto, but a hafrasha in between each act would mean that I've already set aside this carbon and I can't go ahead and tell the kohen, hold on, I'm not finished. That's the point that you were making. Yeah, that was the point, exactly. Right. I'm like, Dilma b'maaseh de la'achar hafrasha, like Rav Amnuna pointed out. I'm like, yes, that was it, exactly. So now it turns out, which the Gemara is now going to summarize in a beautiful way with a riddle. So when Ravin came, he says, okay, gentlemen, here's the way to think about the circuit, okay? Everybody is made that when it comes to a Shivcha Harufa, that there, a yediyah between the two acts is certainly mechalik. That's statement number one. Statement number two, everybody is made when it comes to a Shivcha Harufa, that it's not mechalik. Statement number three, there's a machlokas for Shivcha Harufa, whether it is machalik or isn't machalik. Okay. Now, there is your riddle.
You ready for office?
There is your riddle. So you know the machlokas for Yochanan Reish Lakish when it comes to chatas. And that's about ex post facto. You want to apply the inverse. Well, we can discover from the ex post facto what would happen to the between the mice, okay? Then I tell you over there, Yochanan Reish Lakish would certainly agree that there's a chilek. Or, no, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would certainly agree that there's no chilek. No, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would certainly argue in that case as well. Okay, boys, 10 seconds. Okay, so here's the explanation. Hakomo dim b'shivcha harufa, that you would be not chayav. Okay, that means the way Ulla was reading. In other words, I'll leave it to Rabbi Tarfon. If you hold the idea is meaningless when it comes to an ashram, so obviously what good is the idea even if it comes in between it's meaningless? It doesn't suddenly become more meaningful just because it's in between, because the Torah says, I don't care if you knew exactly what you were doing. So why would Ha'alei Machat be meaningful when it comes to the Korban B'Shogeg? It's exactly the same Korban. We all agree. That was Ulla's statement. Hakol modim b'shivka charufa, that you'd vadai be chayav, each one of them. Yep, that's also true. But that's talking about where you were mafrish, like Rav Amnuna said. That's exactly the case, okay? And the machlokas is exactly the same machlokas b'shivka charufa. Go explain that. Yes, that's according to the Mandi Omar, that an asham vadai does require yediyah b'tchila, that's a libra Rabbi Akiva. And that would mean that the idea in between would be the equivalent of the idea itself, of the idea that's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So there you go, three statements, all completely the opposite of each other, and all are true if you use your noodle. And therefore, we've got our sophisticated, believe me, a guy like this would have been defeated before he even started to run. That's what happened to poor Adlai Stevenson in 1952. He was too intelligent. People had no idea what he was talking about. Goodbye. All right. Anyway, continuing on. Itzma. Now we get into the next very exciting sugya, which we're only going to be able to begin today. Omar Ula. Mamandi Omar Shem Vare Lo Boy Yediyah B'tchila. Bol Chamesh B'yelot B'shivka Harufa. Eno Chayev El Achad. Matkif Lo Rav Amnuna. I mean, taking that to the extreme. So, Olamayata Baal, leave out the next words, Chazar Baal. The Frish Korban. He tells the coin, don't bring that korban yet, I still got a more in me. So, I'm Tino Leacha Evo. So, I'm Tino Chayev Alach. Huh? Amale, what are you talking about? A Maisi Leachra Fresha. I never suggested a Maisi Leachra Fresha. It's the same thing as a Maisi Leachra Yediyah, for God's sake. Kiyotar of Dimi Omar, Laman Yomar Shambari. Is by Yediyah B'tchila. So then I want to say the opposite, that if he was Bo Chamesh B'lo P'shivcha Charufa, and he finds out between each one of them, since the Yediyah is Choshev, afterwards it would be Choshev in between. And you would be Chayav al Kol Achat V'Achat. Omale Abaya, that doesn't follow. Arei Chatat, where everybody agrees, of course, being a Yediyah B'tchila. Nonetheless, there is a Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish as to whether the Yediyah makes a difference for making separate Chataot. Why are you assuming that it would definitely make separate Hashamot? Ishtik. Amalei, well, maybe what you meant was being mafrich, not just finding out, huh? Dibba m'maisel achra frasha karmat, like Rav Amnuna pointed out. Amalei, it's exactly what I was thinking. Thank you. Tiata ravin amar, hakom odim b'shivcha karufa, that it is mechalik. Hakom odim b'shivcha karufa, that it's not mechalik. And it's actually mechalik, as Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether it's mechalik b'shivcha karufa. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'll explain it to you. That you're not chayev, and it's not mechalik. Ela achat kriula. Hakom adim b'shiv kacharufa, that it is mechalik, and you're chayev al kol achat v'achat. That's the case of Rabbi Amnuna, where you did a hafrasha between each maaseh. Machloket b'shiv kacharufa. What's that? That's according to the man Yom Rashi Vaday Boy Yediyah is Rabbi Akiva b'tchila. So then, the same machlok as Rabbi Yochanan Reish ben Lakish would apply here as well. Itma. Nitzkavim lagbiyat ha-talosh v'chatachat ha-mukhubar patur. Lachtoch et ha-talosh v'chatachat ha-mukhubar. Rav amar patur, Abai amar chayav. Rav amar patur, lo nitkavim l'chatichat ha-yisura. Abai amar chayav, it's the same maisa, and ha-yitkavim l'chatichat ha-be'alma. Amar Rav, no. That's mitasek, I'll prove it to you. Min amin ala d'tanya. Chomer Shabbat mishar mitzvot, v'chomer shar mitzvot mishabbat. Chomer Shabbat mishar mitzvot shah Shabbat, as a shtayim be'alma. Elim echad chayav al kol achat v'achat mashentim b'shar mitzvot v'chom b'shar mitzvot b'shabbat shebeshar mitzvot shagag v'lo mitkaven chayav mashen ken b'shabbat. Amama. Chom b'shabbat b'shar mitzvot sheshabbat as shtayim be'elim echad chayav al kol achat v'achat mashen ken b'shar mitzvot. Can you please tell me which two cases you're juxtaposing, Yechidami? Are you talking about doing, let's say, k'tir v'tchina on Shabbos? Okay. Then what would be the equivalent juxtaposed case b'shar mitzvot? I mean, the only thing I think of is like Chel of Adam. But then both cases start to be chayav al-chatat, chayav al-chatat, chayav. Do you want to talk about, let's try the other side first, okay? Shar mitzvot, the only case I can think of where you only be chayav one, would be where you did the same thing twice. As say you were eat, al-chal chela v'chela bela mechad. So then by Shabbos would be where you did the same thing twice. Oh, but k'tir v'tzira, it's also only chayav one. So al-chal chayav al-chatat, chayav, what are you talking about? Ah, liolam de'avat k'sir v'tchina. Umama shenken b'shar mitzvot. It's a reference to Avodah Zorah, where you have the equivalent of separate melachot on Shabbat, but you don't have a chiluk melachot. And there, k'tir rabami, dom rabami. If you do zibua, chaktorah, nisuch, and whatever, o ba'alama achat, you're only chayav once, as opposed to Shabbat, where the melachot separate the chiyav. Okay, fine. I'll take that as a given now. But my kim debav adazar. I'd like to see you work that out in the sefer. Okay, the sefer says chomer b'shar mitzvot shebishar mitzvot shagag b'lo mitchaven chayav mashen ke mishabbat. You give me an example, please, of an avodazara where you were shagag b'lo mitchaven eichidami. You walk into a church. And you think it's a shul. Happens to us all the time. So, ilam ha-kasova bet ha-knesset. V'yishtach ha-valo. I mean, your intent was not to avodah zarah. Harei libo l'shamayim. Where's the act? There's no act of avodah zarah to say that this is shagag b'lo mitkaven. Sorry. Ela d'chazi andarta v'sagid la. Well, tell me what he was thinking. Yechidami. Either kibla la be'aloya. Why is that shagag? That's amazing. If he wasn't a kabla be'aloya, it's nothing. It's an act of obsequiousness to the king. I understand. Ela, it's gotta be me'avamira, perhaps. All right, tiny chalabaya. If Abaya says you're chayiv on avamira, fine. What about according to Rabbah, who says you'd be potter? Ma'ikalamima. Ela, would it be perhaps gomer mutter? You never heard of it as was usher. And there you'd be chayev once, and for Shabbos you'd be porter legamri. Where'd you get that from? Adkan lo boim in a rabba mir nachman, ela ilichi yuve choda or ilichi yuve tarte, where you were shagag both on the chato, on the malachas and on the Shabbos. But the pattern totally? Who came up with that idea? Vomifter legamri lo. Elalav, we're forced to say Reishas b'Avodah Zarah, Seifa b'Shar Mitzvot. The case of Shagag b'lo mitkaven b'Shar Mitzvot would be, you see a case, you see a piece of Shuman, it looks exactly like Chalev, you eat it off, okay? And you find out it's Chalev. So in the case of Shabbos would be my case. You see a tomato. You're not kaving like talk about talush. Little do you know, it's a connected tomato, which is the same thing as the shuman. Little do you know that it's connected in the wrong place to the oterot hakaved, and it's really shuman. Same thing. And nonetheless, it's called potter. So now we spoke about the relationship to Shabbat in terms of the idea of it Shabbat. Relationship to the... not only the concept of Shabbat, but the fact that today is Shabbat. That was another factor in Shogeg. And the fact that this melacha is asur, not knowing that. All of those things are included in the concept of Shigaga. However, there's a completely different issue besides Shigaga and besides Ones, where a person is simply not responsible for whatever reason, he's being forced, there's no possible way of knowing, according to some, that an Omer Mutter is an Ones, but there's something in between. And that is called mitasik, where you have no kavana for what? That's not clear. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So, the simple reading here is somebody had a kavana, lahagbiat tatalush, he was going to pick up something that was just a knife loose on the ground, and on his way up, he's chatak et hamechumar. He cut something that was actually connected to the ground, patur. But if he had a knife and he intended to chop up a tomato, and it turns out that that tomato is actually connected, but according to Rashi, it's a different tomato. He's going to cut up this and he cut up another. And I'll get into that distinction in a moment. Rava says, you're potter. Abaya says, you're chayv. So, this involves us in a new question. And let's talk about the two issues that are part of this question. First of all, the definition of a Melechet Shabbat. A Melechet Shabbat is by definition something that you thought about the consequences of. You did an act that you want to do. If you did something that you didn't want to do, your hand slipped, or you thought you were picking, you know, which often happens, you stick your hand out to pick a particular thing from your fridge, you end up with something else in your hand, and you're shocked. Well, that happens when you take something off of a tree, too. So, over there, if you take a different object, even though your intent was to do Isser, but what you wanted to do is not what happened, that has nothing to do with Shogate. That simply has to do with the fact that you did not do a malacha. Because a malacha has nothing to do with your intent to do Isser. A malacha has to do with your focus on a particular object, perhaps for a particular purpose, which we'll get onto later, which is malacha tzricha legufa, or ena tzricha legufa, that type of thing. Let's ignore that for a moment. But you certainly have a focus to do a particular act on a particular object, and in that case, you didn't do a malacha. You don't even begin discussing whether we're shogeg your own Isser. There's no malacha at all. But there's another issue, as I said, which is called mitasek. The din malachet machshavet, we learn out from the very concept of what Shabbat is. It's comparison to the Mishkan, with which that idea is repeated again and again in the Torah. You don't do these, all of the Mishkan things were done with machshava. This is something else, which applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not a function of malachet machshavet. And we learn out of a pasuk, asher chata ba. Asher chata ba means that what it is that you are involved in terms of the chait, is with your mind you were aware that you were involved in what you were doing. If you had no idea that you were involved in what you were doing, then that's not even a question of malachet machshavet. Now, because of that, Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat. Because Tosfos says if you had an intent to pick up a knife that had fallen into a vegetable garden, you picked up the knife and it cut something, there was no intent of doing the malacha. That's a problem. Malachat machshev has absolutely nothing to do with the need to come onto this new concept of mitasek, where there's no kavana, which is something that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, as we're going to see. Therefore, Tosfos says, and I think it'll be convenient for us to learn the sugya like this, and by the way, furthermore, Rashi says, that chatakata b'chubar, lachtokata talush v'chatakata b'chubar, is talking about a different tomato. You wanted to cut tomato A, you cut tomato B. Again, this tells us if it's not the same tomato, then it's not malachat machshavah. You were not mitkaye machshav techa. If there was any reason for you to be machban on which tomato, what you wanted to do, you didn't do that. So I don't care if they were both usher. I don't care if what you wanted to was even more usher. You didn't do what you wanted to do as a malachat machshavah. Therefore, Tosfos says, obviously, we are talking about the same tomato. And what you did is precisely what you wanted to do. You wanted to take that tomato, cut it up into little pieces. That's exactly what you did. Now, the question of a mitasek, it's a different issue. The question of mitasek is where there was no concept of doing an act which was usher. Since it says asher chataba, not that you didn't know it was usher. You were not involved in doing the act that was usher. So when I'm cutting up this tomato, the fact that at the same time I'm detaching it from the ground, it's all very nice, but I wasn't involved in Isurim. I was involved in complete Heter. I was cutting up a tomato. What's wrong with dicing a tomato for Shabbos? So therefore, the two cases over here, according to Tosfos, where it's exactly the same item that I was going to be involved myself in, and therefore, if I wanted to pick up a tomato from the ground, and I pick up that tomato, and lo and behold, I pick it up, thinking that's all I'm doing, and it turns out that in doing that, I detach it from the ground. That's not called shogeg. I had no involvement in Isser at all. I didn't even know what we were talking about Isser. All I wanted was to pick up a tomato, for God's sake. Why is that a shogeg? That is called a mitasek. I'm involved in doing something. I'm involved in picking up. And instead, what happened? I ended up doing Talisha. I had no intent to do Talisha. That's mitasek in a dover of Heter. Now, the question is, how far does this mitasek go? So obviously, where I'm interested in picking up a tomato, and instead I detach a tomato, the act is a different act. Okay, picking up and detaching from the ground are not the same thing. Over there, everybody agrees that that is a mitasek. But we get into a machloket where the act is precisely the same. I want to dice a tomato. Now, it happens to be that dicing a tomato that's connected to the ground has other isurim involved in it because it also creates a matzav of deletion. But the act of what I'm doing, I wanted to cut up this tomato. That's exactly what I did. Okay, there we have a machlokas. Rava says, since you had no intent of doing a thing that was usher, The fact that it's exactly the same action is irrelevant. And it's still potur because it's still mitasek. Abaya Omar, no. In that case, you're chayev. Rav Amar potur. Look, did the guy want to cut something that was usur to cut? No. And that's exactly what a mitasek means. You're involved in something of heter. So lo nitkavin chatichat isura. Abaya says, no, you can't take mitasek that far. Because since you were mechaven lechaticha, okay, did you want to cut? The question whether that cutting is usur or mutter, that's a question of shogeg. That's not a question of mitasek. You can't tell me that I was involved in a different set. It's not a different set. It's the same tomato and it's the same act. So again, we have three issues over here. If it's a different tomato, as Tosfos says, that has nothing to do with mitasek. That is a question of not having melechet makshavah. If it's a different act, picking something up as opposed to cutting it, then everybody agrees, well, then that's definitely not a shogeg. That is, it may be a malacha, because you intended to move your hand and take this thing and put it on the table, and in doing so, take it off of the ground, but it's a mitasek in a malacha. The question is whether we can extend that even into same tomato and same act. Rava says, I don't care, same tomato, same act, but one was an act which, in your mind, was an act of a heter, not because you didn't know it was Aser, not because you didn't know it was Shabbos, but because the facts in your mind were facts of Heter, not of Iser. So as far as I'm concerned, that is exactly what the Torah was talking about when it says Asher Chatabba. Were you involved in that sin? No, of course not. I had no idea I was anywhere near being able to be over on a sin like that. All I wanted to do was make a salad, for God's sake. I certainly didn't want to get involved in anything that had to do with Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so this is a very clear-cut three different issues. One is Melechet Machshevet problem. The second one is the Kulei Alma, a Mitasek problem, meaning you're not Mechavim for Iser, because I was doing a different act, even though it's the same object. And the third is doing the same act, the same object, but having no awareness that this act is an act that involves Iser, not whether it is an act that is Usur. Please make sure you don't get confused with that, because that would be a shogeg. Just because I didn't know that chaticha was usur on Shabbos, if I did a chaticha v'isur, then of course I would be chayav chatas. That's called shogeg. Okay. Omar Rava, so let's just see this again. Omar Rava, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you from the following braita that juxtaposes normally surim, where there's no complication of malachat makshavat, with the case of Shabbat, and that way we'll be able to absolutely clarify the issue over here. The Tana. The braita says, Chomer Shabbat Mishar Mitzvot, V'chomer Shar Mitzvot Mishabbat. Certain ways, Shabbat can be more problematic and more machayev. Certain ways, other mitzvot can be more machayev. Chomer Shabbat Mishar Mitzvot. Because in Shabbat, now, this braita does not make sense as we read it. It's only when we come to define it that we seem to get into the problems that ultimately, to Rava, prove his contention. So this statement makes no sense on the surface. Don't try to understand it now. Chomer Shabbat Mishar Mitzvot. When it comes to Shabbat, if you do two separate things, Behalei Mechad, you would be chayav on each one of them. Mashein Kein, other mitzvot, you'd only be chayav one. On the other hand, other mitzvot are more chamur b'Shabbat, because in other mitzvot, if you were Shagag Belo Mitkavein, you would be chayav, which sounds like the issue of Mitasek. Mashein Kein b'Shabbat. Now, none of this is true as far as we know. So let's try to figure out what this bride is talking about. Starting from the top, you said that Chomer Shabbat Mishar Mitzvot Shabbat Asashtayim Be'elam Echad Chayav Akol Achad Ve'achad Mashen Kim Mishar Mitzvot. I would like you to show me a case where that statement is true. Hechidam. I mean, I'm assuming when you say that on Shabbat, if you do two separate actions, even though it's Be'elam Echad, you would be Chayav separately on the two separate actions. That would be, let's say, you do Ketzira and Tchina. Okay, so you're over on two separate ways of being Mechal Shabbat. Then, okay, well, I mean, other mitzvahs don't have that particular construct of two ways to be over on the same mitzvah, so I suppose that the juxtaposition would be to doing two separate acts of achila, let's say one which is achilat dam, and one which was achilat chelev, and that would be the equivalent of ketzira and tchina. Problem is that there's absolutely no difference between those two cases. You'd be chayev two separate chataot, whether it's in terms of the Melechet Shabbat, or it's in terms of a chatat chelev and a chatat dam. So, achatat b'chayev, achatat chelev. Okay, so throw that case out. All right, but you know what? Let's take it from the other direction. Where would you want to be chayev by other mitzvahs? One. Well, very simple. Yay, two gizeh of Caleb, and it was Be'alamech. It's only one, right? Okay, so let's look at that case and see if we can find the equivalence in Shabbat. Shar mitzvot elom achayev alachad. Give me the case. Standard case. Och achayev achayev. So you had two gizeh tim of Caleb, no yedeh in between. It's all alamechad. Okay, now, case by Shabbat is equivalent case. You did two kitzirot, again, without finding out in between. Uh-oh, that doesn't work out either. Because obviously you're only chayev once on the chaylev, but why in the world would you be chayev once, twice on the Shabbos? So on Shabbat as well, you're chayev one. It's the same alone. So what is this juxtaposition of? I'll tell you. There is one case. Obviously what we're going to have to do is find another mitzvah where you can do the chayt in many different ways, just as you can do the chayt of Chil Shabbat in many different ways. And yet the other mitzvah is going to be only chayev one. In Shabbat, I can only think of one thing where you can do the Avera in many different ways, and you'll still be chayev one. You know what that is? Avodah Zarah. So that must be the case. Really, it's talking about Ketirah V'Tchina, two separate modalities of Chilul Shabbos, and when I'm contrasting it to other mitzvahs, what do I mean? Umay Masha Inkein Bishar Mitzvah, that would not be true of other mitzvot. That is referring to specifically Avodah Zarah. What do I mean? Because it's as Rabbi Ami pointed out, on Rabbi Ami, look, you can bring a carbon to Avodah Zarah, okay? You can bring incense to Avodah Zarah. You can pour out wine in front of Azar. You can bow to an Avodah Zarah, whatever. They're all things that would be Mechayev. But if you do all of them, and it's all about Lama Achad, so if you forgot about the Yisra Avodah Zarah, forgot that this was Avodah Zarah, then you'd still only Mechayev one, despite the fact that you did it in many different ways. Okay, so this is a great juxtaposition. We contrast Shabbat to Avodah Zarah. Great, okay. Now, let me see whether this, however, holds up consistently for the rest of this brayta, because I have a sneaky suspicion that it doesn't work at all. So, but Mayu came to, how'd you work it out? You worked it out that the only thing we could be referring to is a contrast of Shabbat to Avodah Zarah, okay? Mm-hmm. So B'mayu came to Avodah Zarah. Can we take a look at the next piece of writer, please? Emasek. The contrast here is, Chomer B'shar Mitzvot, other mitzvot are more chomer. Why? Because in other mitzvot, if you were shogeg, despite the fact that you had no kavana, you'd be chayev. But that wouldn't be true on Shabbat. On Shabbat, you would be potter because it's a mitasek. That's what it seems to be saying. Now, first of all, I don't even understand what the case is. Where is there such a thing as doing a shogeg without kavanah for Avodah Zarah? It's almost impossible by definition. What would be that case? You walk in to a church and you think it's a shul. Happens all the time. And there you go, bowing down to whatever guru is in front of the shul or whatever, and you think that this is a Beit HaKnesset. Well, that's not a Avodah Zarah. I mean, obviously, Avodah Zarah, where you made a mistake that you were in a shul, I mean, I'll leave all the shemayim. I had no intention of doing an act of Avodah Zarah. So there he would be potter even by Avodah Zarah. By the way, so it points out, that doesn't mean you can do this kind of thing, lechatchila, because leave all the shemayim. Because if you could, then if somebody holds a gun to your head, you'd never be chayiv not to give up your life. You could say, okay, I'll bow down to your Avodah Zarah. And then you just, you cross your fingers, and in your mind you say, screw you, Avodah Zarah. But you bow down and go through the motions, and you say, Libel Shamayim. So it does point out, Libel Shamayim, that's not the question of whether you're allowed to do it, and so on. But it's talking about in terms of Chiyuv Chatat, okay? So in terms of Chiyuv Chatat, if you did do such a thing, you'd be potter, that's all. That doesn't mean that it's doable, a Chatfila. It's an issue of Chiyuv Hashem, a different question. Let's not confuse those issues. Okay, so what might be the case? Maybe the case is you saw a statue of Nebuchadnezzar, or maybe it was Winston Churchill, I don't know. And you bowed down to it. Besagidla. Okay, so, I mean, were you worshipping it? Either Kibla Aloha. That's not a shogeg, that's amazing. If you just were doing an act of obsequiousness to a statue, what's wrong with that? It just makes you a weirdo. Either lo kibla aloha, alav kama, so then it's nothing, okay? So, again, that wouldn't be Machayev views. It's not an act of Avodah Zarah. Okay, must be that it is an act of Avodah Zarah, but it was done mi ahava umi yirah. So over there, you do want, you're aware of the fact that it's an Avodah Zarah. However, you are in love, according to Rambam, with this Avodah Zarah, or you're afraid of this Avodah Zarah, according to all the other Rishonim. You're doing this for the sake of love of an individual, of another human being, but you yourself you think that that's okay, because I don't have, but it's really not okay. And over there, you'd be kind of holding one, right? You do it in Yira. You think it's okay to do it because you fear, and because of that fear, you actually worship it. Obviously, the Rambam is much clearer in a way, because who's to say that I was makabel as a god out of fear? I understand. I could go through the motions, and then it's tested for you, but it would be potter. So why? How could Yira add up in this case? That's why the Rambam understands that, no, the point is, you worship this object because of the fact that it has killed all the people that hasn't worshipped it. Now, you don't realize the reason that's happened is because it's a radioactive meteor, right? You think that, look, I don't believe in any gods or anything else, but this thing is very powerful, you know? So we do what you got to do. The only way to worship it is that you put a piece of lead in front of you and you walk in wearing lead. I don't, so whatever. Okay, so there you would in fact be doing it as an avodah zarah.
What's the difference between you of the statue and you of someone holding up a gun to your head?
There's a big difference. Everybody tithes the Ram doesn't make any sense. If you fear the statue, that's like you're a Shabayim, so why isn't that the ultimate avodah zarah? You're in love with the avodah zarah.
Well, you fear that's going to kill you if you don't do it. You fear that the guy's going to shoot you if you don't.
Okay, but believing that of an object is generally iconic. So it's an act of avodah zarah. You figure, okay, I can do it because...
Projecting powers onto it?
Well, I'm not projecting it. This lion has eaten other people in the past who haven't been nice to it and presented it with a nice fat cow before.
And worshipping it because of that?
Well, that's the mode of worship. So I figure, okay, it's all right. I mean, it eats everybody who doesn't, so what am I supposed to do? You know, so I'll go, that's how the Rambam says it. It's really a beautiful chat, but no one else has the nerve to say it. So anyway, so first of all, that's not necessarily a valid case. I mean, yes, according to some shittot, according to Abaye, you'd be chayiv in that case, and therefore it could be an expression of doing a lot of different things out of fear of this radioactive rock, or out of fear of this guy, thinking that that's mutter, and you chayiv only one katas, whereas on Shabbos, if you did that, you'd be chayiv separate, katot five. But according to Rava, who else is your putter? I mean, clearly that's not the case, right? So what would the bride to be referring to? Would it be referring maybe to a case, sorry, well, you did all of these things, not even realizing that there was such a thing as Shabbat. You're no Mermut, you never heard of it. He never heard of Shabbat, okay? So if that's the case, I mean, that's not so simple, that the din is that you would be chayiv there, because Adkan Loboimene Rov and Renachwe with you, the Choda with you, the Tarta. We're certainly not going to say that in other Yisurim of the Torah, you're chayiv, whereas on Shabbat, you're completely potter. And we're trying to say that if you do it without a mitkavein, you'd be completely potter. So how would that be? Nifter Elegano, you never said. Now, to this point, Sadam is saying, why are we bringing Rava from Anak? When all we had to say was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if somebody, right, if somebody was Nis Alma, that he only brings one carbon. Okay. We'll worry about that later. I'm sure it's bothering you, so don't think you're crazy. Tosis had the problem too. But in any event, the idea is clear. Nobody ever suggested that you be butter in such a case completely. So, where is the Braita talking about a case of Avodah Zarah, where for Avodah Zarah you would be chayev v'reina metchavein, and for Shabbat you would be putter legamre. Show me. Well, I can't. I give up. Obviously, we're not contrasting the same thing in the safe as we did in the Reisha. It doesn't work. The Reisha worked out with Avodah Zarah, because you could do it in multiple ways, you'll still need to have one carbon. And the safe is not talking about Avodah Zarah. Okay, it's talking about something else. So here's the case. Since we obviously run up against the problem of the fact that mitasek is a p'tur in all mitzvot, so asher chatat ba, it's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's to do with the dinim of chatat. We're going to have to find a case in other mitzvot where, despite the fact that it was mitasek, the Torah was mechayev you because you, by definition, are ba. What would that be?
Where
ba? You are ba. You are asher chatat ba. Where would that be where there is a physical pleasure that is associated with what it is that you did be'eino mitkavein? You can't say asher chatat ba is not true because you were chotei ba. There's no denying the actual physical experience. So therefore, anything that would have to do with food, anything that would have to do with sex, there's no p'tur mitkavein because you're enjoying yourself. Enjoy yourself, you are ba. You are in it. There's no question of that. That must be the case. Okay, so here would be the case. A guy had this piece of meat and fatty meat, right? And he thinks it's kosher, that it's shuma. And actually, and he eats it, and actually it's chayav. So over there he's chayav. Now, and Mashenkin Shabbat would be because, look, Shabbat never involves the fun. So therefore, it would be the equivalent case, would have to be similar to that case. What would be similar to that case? That you did exactly the same act. Now, in that case, you ate, okay, says Rava. That's the only case we came up with. You ate, and it turns out that what you ate was the thing that was usur, and when it comes to other things, that's still chayav because you were nene. But by Shabbat, the equivalent case would be, you did exactly the same action. What did I do? You diced the tomato. Except that you thought it was a kosher tomato. It wasn't a kosher tomato. It was attached to the ground. You thought that this woman was your wife. It wasn't your wife. It was your sister. Okay? Those are the contrasts. You do exactly the same action. And the problem is that in this case, what does it say? Other Yisurim are more karma than Shabbat, because in other Yisurim it's possible to find a case where you'd be chayiv, and Shabbat you won't find a case that you're chayiv. That obviously proves it. Because according to you, Abaye, if you had kavanah to do the same action by Shabbat, you would also be chayiv. So you wanted to cut this tomato, you said you're chayiv. And it turns out, it's the wrong kind of tomato. You wanted to eat this piece of meat. It's exactly the same case. So how is the bride to say by Shabbat you'd be potter? Clearly, I am right that a mitasek includes a case where you have the same object and the same action, and there is no shogeg. There is simply non-involvement in the part of the action that has to do with iser, which is detaching it from the ground. That's all. What does Abaye do with this proof? Says Abaye, no. I say the only case of mitasek was what? You had no intention of cutting the tomato. You only wanted to lift the tomato up and put it on the table. And in the end, that cut the tomato. But it's a different kind of act. Well, the same thing is true over here. You feel something in your mouth. You think it's a glob of saliva. So you swallow it. It turns out it wasn't a glob of saliva. It was a piece of chalef. Now, you had no intention to eat anything if you're swallowing saliva. So there was no intent for achila. Since this thing ends up being chalev, it's the equivalent of you were going to lift up a tomato, and instead you actually did something else. You detached the tomato. You thought you were swallowing roke, and you ended up eating chalev. But if it was eating and eating, so to speak, on Shabbat, that is to say, it was equivalent of cutting the tomato and cutting the tomato that is attached to the ground, I say that's a shogeg. That is not a mitasek. So we have two very well-defined cases between Abaye and Rava. Let's see it inside. The case says Abaye shagag below mitkaven on Shabbat hechidami. I mean, in other Yisurim hechidami. The savur roku ubalo. In the contrasting case in Shabbat, which is being juxtaposed, therefore is what? That would be my case. You wanted to lift something up over here. You wanted to swallow saliva. And instead you did something entirely different. You cut it by detaching it. The equivalent case would be you ate the chalev. But in fact, you wanted to dice the tomato and you ended up dicing a mechuber, you'd be chayev because you did what you intended to do and not knowing that it's connected, it's a shogeg. That's not a eno mitkaven, i.e. mitasek, because the object is the same and the act is the same. Very good.